Leon Simon Shim Aleph Steve Zion. Shin Aleph Steve Zion. And before we learn Siv Zayin, the Mishnah Brura tells us to learn the Bir Halacha, which is a Hakdome to the Halachas which we are going to learn. So let us see the last Bir Halacha, Kol Hayotze. Klol Dine Eitzo Misimin Zet. He says a few Klolim that are, we can derive from this simen, from a simen shin gimel, who's that? The davar she'einai malbish, something which is not a malbish, not clothing, the loy tachshit, it's not a tachshit, that means the reason this is being carried, it's not l'tzayrech levishe, it's not l'tzayrech tachshit, mikri masui. So this is called a masui, v'osa min ha-toyreh. And to carry something which is not a malbish or tachshit is osa min ha-toyreh, u'bemezid chayiv kores, v'vishoygik chatos. V'haynu. When is this applicable, that there's a chiyuv kores or chatos im hoitzi oiso kederech hoitzo osoi b'chol? This was carried the way it is normally carried. V'imein derech hoitzo osoi koch b'chol. But normally it is not carried this way. Mikri hoitzo kila'acha yad. So it is considered he made the malacha with a shinui. The malacha was not done the way it is normally done. Upata, and he's potter from achatos, from kores, avul osa midarabonot. But it's also midarabonot. Another klal, v'davar shehu malbish oitachshit, something which is a malbush or a tachshit, mutar min ha-toyre, this is mutar, this does not fall into the category of carrying, elo sheyesh kamo dvorim masha osru chazal. Chazal asad certain malbushim and tachshitim. Yesh mehem sha'osru mishum dilma sholfo umachvei va'osri lasiinu daladames b'shus arabim. That means he is talking about tachshitim, to wear jewelry, for a woman to wear jewelry, tachshitim. Mizman chazal, this was not a davar harogil for women to wear jewelry. It was something very chashuv. And chazal were afraid, the Nika will learn in Simen Gimel more the Protei Halacha, but just to get the general idea, Chazal were afraid that the two women will be walking in the street and one sees the other and she's wearing beautiful earrings or a necklace. And the one that's wearing it, you want to see the earrings I'm wearing? You can't see them so well when I'm here. So she takes them off and she shows it to her friend. And the friend's eyes bulge and ooh and ah and thus. And the second one is, ooh, what? She's having an einik shabbos. That upon him, someone is appreciating how beautiful her jewelry is. And then after this whole conversation, she gives it back to her. She gives her back the earrings. And she's so overwhelmed with the simcha that she carries the earrings. She forgets to put them on. She's carrying the earrings with her hand, and it'll come out that she'll be Mechallel Shabbos. So this was a milsa de shchiche mizman chazal, that a woman wearing tachshitim, this levishes tachshitim, which Meikar Adin is mutter, it could bring to carrying Dalet Amos Pishus HaRabim. She might come and take it off and show it and then carry it. Well, we have this whole Siman in Shin Gimel which speaks about this. Vigam is just telling us klolim. Vigam yesh shaosru mishum duche dume mechaychi alo. Sometimes someone is wearing something which looks a little ridiculous, and he'll continue wearing it, and there'll be a laughing stock. So in order to prevent this, so take it off. Say one of the Mishalim will have in this simin, and this thief, is if a person is wearing one shoe, and he's walking and he's wearing one shoe, and he's not wearing the second shoe. So this is also, ridicule him and laugh on him. And in order to prevent this, he'll take off the shoe and he'll put it in his pocket. Al kaponim, God will cover the abrius. But al kaponim, he's being mechalo Shabbos d'iraisis. So Chazal asked to wear such a thing, which can bring about that he'll be ridiculed, and because of that, he might carry it. V'gam yesh kama dvorim mishum maris ayin, that there's a maris ayin, will also have in this sieve something that people, by wearing this thing, which in Yisoid is a malbish, people might be choshed him that he's doing something that's awesome. V'oid yesh kama dvorim sha'oscho le'ishe, v'shum sheyesh kama dvorim ha'choytetin b'tvilo. We have to understand, bizman chazal, there weren't too many bote mikvois that women were able to use. And they used to go many times to a nohor, to a river, to table themselves. And they were wearing things, let's say types of ribbons in the hair, or in the sheitel, whatever it is, that would be a chatzitze. So when they tabled themselves, all these things were taken off. And it could very well be that when they get dressed, they'll forget or won't put back these things, they'll carry them. And she'll have to take it off. And later she might come and carry it. So these are things which can bring Lidei Chilo Shabbos to your eyes. One more thing, V'chol dvorim she'ino masuyim l'malbush komo. It is not a emes malbush. Rak la'atsuli tinof. The purpose of wearing it is only to protect another beget. Kigain shemaneches milamailo chatiches beget al tzeifo. Let's say she's wearing a head garment on her head, and it started to rain, so she doesn't want that tzeif to get saturated, to get dirty. So she puts another piece of beged on top of it. Shlo yistanev mibnei hakshomim. So the beged on top of it does not have a teiris malbish. It's called a masi, mikri masi. Achimu malbish komo. But if he's wearing a malbush gomel, also for the same purpose. That means he's wearing a raincoat to protect his suit from getting drenched. But this is a malbish, mikri malbish v'le maser. V'da'oid. One more thing, the Avshu Tashid Gomel, something that is a Tashid, Im Noisoi Biyodo, if he's holding it in the sand, Mikri Masri V'derech Etzo V'chai V'olel, and this is a Shtikl Hakdome to Hilchus Etzo. Now we'll see the Mechaber Siv Zayin. Kol Hayoitei Bidovo Sheinai Tashit. He's going out with something that is not a Tashit. Ve'einoi Derech Malbush. And he's not wearing it Derech Malbush. So let us just see how the Mishnah Berurah learned Pshat in this phrase of the Mechaber. Ve'einoi derech malbish. Something is not a tachshit, and he is not wearing it derech malbish. De'ilu hoitzioi derech malbish. This thing is not a malbish. But if he would take it out derech malbush, that means he's taking it not the oifen, the way it is normally carried. So this is normally not the way it is taken. That means, let's say, if something would put into the band around his head, he'd put in a pill of some sort that he might need. So it could be there'll be a tailor for this if he's a chayla, but I'll come upon him. It is being worn derech malbish, but this is not the way normally a pill is carried. So this is not a tachshit. It's not a malbish. Let's go back to the Mechaber. Vohitzioi kederech sherigilim lohitzi oisei dovo. And this was taken out the way this would be normally taken out. Hainu sheloi bishinoi. Was not taken out bishinui. Was taken out the normal way, chayef. So he's chayef. Now, in Dirshu, he speaks about two very shchirdike inyonim. He brings from the Minchas Yitzchok, if one has food between his teeth, and he goes out with this. So number one, the time is, this is the derech oitzo. That means food is normally taken out in the mouth. So if he has food in his mouth, it is called derech oitzo. And therefore he says that one, if it is any way possible, he should make sure that before he goes outside, he should make sure he does not have any food between his teeth, because there is a shaila of haitzah. If he finds that it is impossible to get rid of this food, he does not have a toothpick, he doesn't have a floss, so it's And so he has, he's, he has a predicament. So what should he do now? He has no way of removing the particles of food which are between his teeth. So he says if he has no other item, one could be makel. And he says, number one, there's no shir itzah. Number two, it's abalachesh and tzricha legufe. He doesn't need the food there. So we're speaking about adarabonon, which he has no way to prevent. So then he's makel. That is one halacha, food particles in the mouth. Abalachatchila, one should see to get rid of them before he goes out. Number two, he brings down, if one has in his shoes, he got pebbles in the shoes, then that he should take out. He should take them out. He shouldn't walk with them. If one got mud on his shoes, that becomes bottle to the shoe, and that is no problem. Okay, now let us go further in the Mishnah Berurah. Chayiv. Da, the whole mokim shenema behuchi Shabbos chayiv. Im also bemazed, if he did it bemazed, would Mishnah Berurah sim kod nyutes. Im also bemazed, chayiv kores. Uvi shoygik, now what is the translation of shoygik? Dahainu sheshochach, he forgot shu Shabbos. Oy shelo yodo shemalocha zu asuri, he was unaware that this malocha is also. Chayiv chatos, he's chayiv chatos. That means a person who does a malocha, but he was ignorant that you're not allowed to do this, so he's chayav achatas. That's called a shoygik. Finally, kaman simin shin lamed dalet simchavov bagoich yinag bazman hazeh. What he could do to rectify this chet, but vim shochach eize dover etzloi voitiyoy b'shoygik l'rshus aram. What is if he was unaware that he has something in his pocket? Now, the halach is chayim odom lemashmesh begodom kaidem sheyetzet. The din is before someone leaves the house, sayerim Shabbos, sayin Shabbos, there's a chiyuv lemashmesh begodov to see he doesn't have anything in his pockets. That is halacha. He didn't do it. And he walked out, and then there was a handkerchief in his pocket. But he was unaware of the haitzah. This is better than a shoygik. A shoygik means, I knew what I was doing, but I did not know that I'm doing is a davar ha'asa. I didn't know that you're not allowed to. That's called a shoygik, and there's a chiyuv, a kol mechatos. If I am unaware that I'm doing b'chlal ha'malocha, that means I'm unaware I have a handkerchief in my pocket, This is not called meleches machsheves. Shabbos, you need meleches machsheves. You have to know, you have to be aware what you are doing. If you knew it's also a mutter, something else, that's shaygik, or mazid. But you have to know that you are doing the meleche. If he's unaware that he's doing the meleche, so this is not also min ha-toyre ingans. And this is, because it is not meleches machsheves. Ein echai malay, so there's no chiyiv chatos. The meleches machsheves osro toyre, dahainu shemoytzioi bekavone, he has an intent to take this out. Ela she'eino yoideya shayim Shabbos. He doesn't know that today is Shabbos. Aisha melachas hu asurim. So memela, that is, then we're speaking about chayiv. Then we're speaking about isurei di'oraisim. But if he was unaware bechlal that he's doing a melachim, so then there's no iser. He wasn't over an iser di'oraisim whatsoever, because it's not called Meleches Marsheves. What? Yeah, but Al Capone, we're not talking about Chayiv. We're just knowing that there's a big difference between Chayiv and Potter. He's not Chayiv. Yeah. V'dinei Rishus HaRabim, when is it called the Rishus HaRabim? What are the conditions that a mokim has to have in order to be called the Rishus HaRabim? Ay, lakamim b'simin shimem hei shib zayin, ramei shekosav nusham. Now, let's go further. So, the first din was a person took out something that's not a tashit, not a malbush, and he took it out derech haitzor, so he's chayiv. He's chayiv, and he says he's chayiv if he was aware that he's taking it out. The whole tashit shehu rofui, a second case, a person has a tashit, and it is loose. That means it might fall off. She'ev she'loi b'kal lipoil, it might readily, easily fall off. Also, lotzeis boy. So he's not allowed to go out with it. Now, that means, l'maise, it's a tachshit. So Kozman, it didn't fall. There's no hitzo whatsoever. This is a tachshit. A tachshit is not considered a masoi. If it will fall, we're afraid he might come and carry it. So Chazal asked to wear such a tachshit which might fall and he might come to carry it. Now, so this din is a iser derabonon. Also, lotzeis boy, you're not allowed to wear such a tachshit which is olu to fall and he might come and carry it. Vim yotzo, what if he went out with it and Baruch Hashem it didn't fall, or it fell and he didn't carry it and put it back on again? Just thought of al kaponim, this is also midrabonon. The isha, a woman, loisaitse b'tachshitim, a woman should not wear tachshitim, shedarko, because the derech, the nature of a woman is, lishalvom, to take it off, perish, lasira mi'aleho, that is the nature of a woman to show off, to show what she's wearing.
You said she needs someone.
But Chazal asked that she shouldn't wear it because she might meet someone. Ba'ayin lekamon simin shin gimel, sif yutches, imosa afilo b'chotzeroi b'bayis. Fine. That if the Issa was afilu b'chotza, b'revis, or b'bayis, so this will have to wait till Simen Shin Gimel. Let us just see what Rashi, what the Mishnah Berurah says, Simchot Mechav Aleph, Shedarko, the derech of a woman is l'shalfom, to take them off. The Chayshinon, we are afraid, Dilma b'soich kach, osyo lasayinu, taladamis b'shusaram, she might come and carry them, taladamis b'shusaram. Now, let's go further, but again, this will be elaborated more in Simen Shin Gimel. Now, let's go further. Hilkoch, now, we're saying something that is not a Malbish, is not a Tafshit, and he's taking it out Kiderech Hoitso, he's taking it out the way it is normally taken out. So we're chayiv. Hilkoch. So now the Mechaber starts giving Misholem of what falls into this category, which is not a Tashit, and he took it out a Derech Hoitso. Lo yeitze ish loy besayiv. He shouldn't go out with a sword, v'loy bekeshes, now with a bow, v'loy betris, with a shield, perish mogin, v'loy ba'alo, alo was a stick, and the top of the stick there was like an iron bowl that if a person wanted to give someone a good gesundheit, they use this kasna for this. This is the Allah, I mean. V'loi b'roimach, not a spear. V'loi b'keilim she'enom tachshit. V'im yotso chayiv chatos. Definitely. We'll talk about this in a minute. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Loi b'sayif. Vafilu imhu chogul b'mosnov. That means this sword is chogul b'mosnov. That means he has a sheath, and it's chogoloi. Mimnei shederech oitzo hukach b'chol. That means that when a person has a sword, he doesn't carry the sword in his hand. He has it's choguloi, and that's how you carry a sword. This is not a malbish, not a tashit. It's a keli, and that derech hoitzo osoi.
He's a sword. And it's meant to defend even on Shabbos.
So now let's talk about the Shaila, which is the Shaila. There's two parts to the Shaila. If he's a soldier and it's a, that means there's a need for a gun and ammunition, he finds himself, so then there's no Shaila whatsoever. This is Pikuach Nefoshis. That is Doichi Shabbos. That's no Shaila. The Shaila is, I saw in the Piskei Tshuvos, he brings down a very interesting Shaila, and there he brings Chilukei Deis. He has the same soldier, but the law of the army is, Afilu, when he's off duty, he's not permitted to walk around without his weapons. That's the law. If they'll find him without his weapons, either they'll put him in prison or they'll give him a knas. Is this permissible? This is a very difficult shaila. He brings there mikilim and machmirim. He brings the Chelkis Yaakov Rav Roish was Meikel, and he wants to compare this. There's a locha later we will have. There was, in many countries, the Yidden had to have, to carry with them, Agulim Yeroikim. There was the yellow, the circles that was mistoma attached to them to spell out that they eaten. And the shaila is, if this is, so since they're mechuyivs, they have this on them, even though theoretically it is not a malbish and not a tachshit, but it's, so later it said that this is permissible, this is considered, later we'll have this halacha. So he wants to, that means he's a soldier, and this he has to walk around with weapons. So he wants to be Meikel. It seems from there the Klossenberger Rebbe was also Meikel. Others were Machmer. And here they bring down, it seems Rabbi Eliyashiv was also Machmer. So the Shaila is a difficult Shaila. If it is Negeya, it is not Negeya any Shaila Pikuach Nefoshes. I mean, he's not in a Mokim that there's a need for this. So Memela, then the Shaila is a Shaila. If he's in a Mokim that without this, his life is in a sakone, that means he needs this. So then that's Pikuach Nefesh, is Teche Kola Teche Kula. This is a type of a staff, a stick. Now let's go further. So this here it says these weapons, even though he's wearing them, is chayev. This is called, this is a keli, that it's derech haitzo, so that's how you wear it, that's how you carry it, so yechayev. Now, v'yotzo chayim chatos. Now it says further, v'loi mishir yoin, now here we're talking about wearing armor. V'loi b'shiryon, shiryon is a type of an armor. V'loi b'kazdo, perish koiva shel barzel, this is a helmet. V'loi b'magofayin, perish antoloi shel barzel, this was a type of armor for the feet. Now these things, and you saw, are a malbish. This is a malbush, that means he's wearing, this is a begid, which is a protective begid, but this is derech malbush. This is like a malbush. V'myotza proto, so if he went out, he's not chayiv. Shehem derech malbush, this is mamish a malbush. So why is it also? So let us see the Mishnah Brura. Proto Shehem, or Mikol Mokim, also Mishumaris Ha'ayin. This is also of Tmaris Ha'ayin. Sheyachshedu Horoyim, Sheroytali Lochem Ben Bishabbos. That means there's no legitimate reason for him to wear this armor, and he's wearing it, so. This cast a shad on him. So why are you wearing it? Why? What's wrong with the shrimon not kapoti? You have to wear this armor. What is? Why? Why is this so choshim to wear Shabbos? So it seems that he has an intent to lilochim ben b'Shabbos. That means the clothes that he is wearing shows what he intends to do. V'gam afilu b'chadrei chadorim also. So then afilu b'chadrei chadorim is also. Chmoy shekosu b'siv mem hei ayin shom. That means if the begodim he is wearing seems to show what he intends to do, So this is awesome. Agavuche, I just saw, before I came to the Shia, I saw Rabbi Eliyashiv said something, which could be a very big chiddush to the Olam. He speaks about the bands that people wear at night in order that the car should see them. And he says it's not a malbush, it's not a tachshit. And he says the one shouldn't wear them. That's what he says in the Ashrei Yesh. Not wear them, that's what he says. If it's sewn together, that's something else. But if... What? If it's sewn to the jacket... What?
like a jacket to wear.
Oh, a jacket is something else. A jacket is like a jacket is something else. But some say the band, which is one samazai, I don't know if there's a belt to it. I don't know what. I don't know. But he says the band alone.
Some people wear the belt.
Yeah, but the shaila is what it accomplishes as a belt. Others have a buckle also, but I don't know if it accomplishes anything as a belt. I mean, a belt has to also accomplish something. I don't know, but as the band alone, that I just saw this right before this year, it was a chiddush to me. But look upon him. But then in Kilchus Seid Soros, I wanted to say what he holds. Now, let's go further. V'loyete mitfilin mivnei shetzorich lahasirom kshiyikones lebeis akise. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. What is happening over here? Lo yeite mitfilin mipnei umashme. Now, so Moshe, it means like this. Let's just say the Ivre and the Mechaber. That means if a person will go outside wearing tefillin on Shabbos. Now we have to understand during the week people zicha did this. They used to wear tefillin outside, and so now they had to go to the Beis Hakisei, so they took off the tefillin. And then after they left, they put on the tefillin. So that during the week, there's no problem with this whatsoever. But in Shabbos, there's a problem. If he'll have to go to the Beis Hakisei, he's not permitted to enter the Beis Hakisei wearing the tefillin. So he'll take off the tefillin. So we are afraid. When he leaves the Beis Hakisei, he might come to carry the tefillin, not remembering he has to put them back on again. So that is why it is also Chazal asked to wear tefillin outside, because he might take them off when he goes to the Beis Hakisei and he might carry them. Now, let's to the Beis Hakisei were outside Mizman Chazal. We'll talk about them. Lo yeitze mitfilin umashman. Now, if we learn this mechaber, the bebeisoi ein isa lohaniach tefillin. So it would seem from the mechaber, this mechaber al kaponim, that in this house there's no isa whatsoever lohaniach tefillin. Now, v'davke b'meinichom shaloi l'shem mitzvah. He's not wearing it l'shem mitzvah's tefillin. Why he is wearing it, could be it's a shmirah for other things, but he's not wearing it l'shem mitzvah's tefillin. If he'll wear it l'shem mitzvah's tefillin, there are two isurim. One is over Baal Tosef. You know, there's no. He's adding on another day. He's wearing tefillin Shabbos. Number two, he's mezalzel in the ois of Shabbos. The person has to have an ois on him, so tefillin is an ois. But Shabbos, you don't need the ois. So if he puts on the tefillin, l'shem tefillin, so he's mezalzel in the ois of Shabbos, which is also. So to wear a tefillin in Shabbos, l'shem tefillin, that's isha also. So we're speaking about as follows. V'davke b'menicham shaloi l'shei mitzvah. So he's wearing a shaloi l'shei mitzvah. Let's say it's a shmire from certain things. Avol l'shei mitzvah also. V'ayin shomim mishabru siv kotten hei. There's a melamadol. So there he speaks about it. It has a din of a klisha malach delisa. If it doesn't have a klisha malach delisa, there's a whole tumult. It is muksev, it is not muksev. But it seems by us, we were not holding in that sugya. Shetzorer, because of Sal Kaponim, so here from the Mechaber, it would seem, we go away from this Mechaber, it would seem that there's no issa whatsoever to put on tefillin Shaloi l'shei mitzvah, but he shouldn't wear it in l'shus harabim because he might come to carry it. V'hainu dilma osi l'isuyi dal ma'amis. Umashmit. But now he says, fine. The belavai time. Now, let's forget about it. This is a gzeira. So a person is wearing tefillin in Shabbos. So, midrabonin, you're not allowed to. I'm not wearing it to l'shem tefillin. And minatay, I'm not allowed to. Forget about the rishus harabim. So, but I'm not wearing it l'shem tefillin. So, all these gzeira, maybe he might come and carry it. So, the mishabul has a tremendous problem. Let's forget about the gzeiras. What hat do you have to wear it, period? What is this? If there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and you're not wearing it, l'shem tefillin, so why isn't this called carrying? Why do we have to speak about shosha is the rabbonon? Maybe you might go to the Beis HaKisei. Why don't we speak about the raisus chamuris? He's carrying the tefillin on Shabbos. Oh, mashme. So it seems from this mechaba, the belavai time, without this shash, without this gzeirim, royoyo also lot lisbem. Av the kaimalon Shabbos loves man tefillin, mibnei sheheim derech malbush. Somehow, tefillin are considered a malbush. Even though he's not wearing it, l'shem tefillin, it is called a malbish. It is called a malbish. Va'ayin l'kamon b'simen shinches soim sivdalet bago mishtabur sham alel b'simen lamadalav b'bir halochet. About kaponim, that is this halochet.